From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council met Tuesday at the request of the United States to discuss Iran's recent ballistic missile launch. America's new UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, told reporters the launch was absolutely unacceptable and warned that the Trump administration will not turn a blind eye to the actions.
I think that you have to look at the fact that there are two things. One, they know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif would neither confirm nor deny the ballistic missile launch, but he denied that the missiles are part of a recent nuclear accord. The European Union Tuesday condemned recent fighting in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the violence a violation of the Minsk truce. The two sides fought again Tuesday in the industrial city of Agivka. Thousands were left without power when an electric substation was damaged. Ukrainian UN ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko briefed reporters.
There is a lot of casualties, up to 10 or even more Ukrainian military are killed, more than 20 wounded. There are also casualties among civilians. The whole area is basically cut off electricity and any other supplies.
Violence in eastern Ukraine has escalated significantly over the last few days. President Donald Trump is announcing at this hour his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court seat. This is VOA News.